Hi, I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
Hi, my name is Phil. Most of my friends call me Big Phil.
I play guitar.
And I like lasers.
If you're looking for love, then listen up, because Jamie's in the joint. And the Date Doctor is on the Damon Scott Show.
What are we talking about, Date Doctor?
I'm talking about women dating these men that don't or can't or won't say, I love you.
All right, that sounds like a sticky wicket. What are you talking about? Why they don't or how to cope with it or both?
I'm going to shed some light as to why they don't say it, and then I'm going to give some tips to both the ladies.
All right, why in the world would they not say, I love you?
All right, one of the most common reasons is they associate loving somebody with a negative relationship. They're almost like paralyzed in time in that relationship where the person abused them, emasculated them, cheated on them, lied to them, and they feel like, or maybe that relationship just died, and they feel like if they love somebody else, it's going to replicate what they got out of before.
Like on spring break when you got really sick on tequila and you can't even talk about tequila.
Yeah. Reason two, they believe that if they say I love you, that means I am going to marry you and spend the rest of my life with you. They feel that they will be entrapped forever if they use those three words, and it's not necessarily true.
Well, but I like when people take it serious, because I hate people who just throw out love all the time. Oh my God, I love that dog. Love's a very powerful word.
Yes.
A lot of people use it way too much.
Right, and it's a huge turnoff when a guy says I love you after like two dates. It's a major creeper. You can't possibly
feel
that
way.
Well,
you'd have to tell me, all the guys I used to date, wait a minute, I mean, girls.
Guys. A lot of these men grew up in a household where the word love was taboo, where they didn't show affection and they didn't say I love you, so they're not comfortable using the word I love you.
That would be tough.
That
you have to get them around that.
Yeah.
If your dad was a big old military man, you're like, I love you, Dad. He's like, homo!
Right! You're not supposed to show emotion in that house, and then you go into a relationship.
All right.
They sometimes believe that if they don't say it, they are protecting themselves from ever feeling the sadness that can come with loving somebody, and it's quite simply not true.
If you feel it, it's already there.
It's there, and you can still
get it. Not saying it won't make it go away. I understand that.
And the most common reason? They don't love you. And a lot of times, the women are just
Why don't you ever tell me you love me?
Because
I don't.
They may love your body. They may love spending some time with you, but they are not in love with you. And the more you push it, and the more you sort of shine that light in their face and say, why don't you love me? Don't you love me? The more they're going to push you away, and you're going to lose that whole relationship.
All right, so you love somebody, and they will not say they love you. What do you do about that?
For most of the women, I'm going to say, if they are emotionally unavailable, my best suggestion is to walk away. Now, there's some cases where this can be sad. If they grew up in a house where it's taboo, and they're feeling it, but they're not comfortable saying it, that can be hard to walk away from that. But as a woman who has the need to feel loved and wants to hear that and be reassured, it can damage the relationship long term. If you're always badgering them to say it, they're going to push you away. And if you're always doubting yourself and feeling jealous of other people and not sure where the relationship is, you will continually be unhappy and unsatisfied.
But if they are loving people and you think they love you but they don't say it, you might be able to get around that.
The actions are actually more powerful than the words. There are men that will say I love you and they'll mistreat you and cheat on you and not be available, but being able to show it and express it from time to time is the most important thing.
Yeah, then you can work on the whole saying it thing.
Right, and you don't have to say it. Some people don't do that. That's okay.
All
but
right.
You need to be secure enough in the relationship to know where that stands.
We're talking with the Date Doctor about love, why some people can't say it and what to do if you want somebody to say it, but they won't say it.
The other thing that women do is they constantly make excuses for those guys, and they become obsessed with, well, I think he loves me, but it's this, or I know he loves me, but this happened to him, or he was so traumatized, and they try to make excuses for it, but really they're left feeling badly forever after that. You don't want avoidance to be your primary way of communicating with how you feel about the person you love. You need to get past that and break those patterns so that you can have a happy, healthy relationship, because before you know it, you might lose one really great girl because of it.
Jamie, I love you.
I love you too, Damon.
See how easy that was, you guys? That was easy. I don't even like her. When's the next speed dating?
We are sold out tonight, but we're back next week at Wooden Tap next Friday night, and you can find out more information at Got5, that's the number 5 minutes.com.